Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Nun Dalid, and we are on Nun Gimel Amabez, a couple lines from the bottom. We're in the sugya of Maaser Rishon. Does Maaser Rishon only go to a Levi, or could also go to a Kohen? What is the halacha? How we are supposed to deal with it in the days of Ezra? Ezra made a takana that it shouldn't go to the Levium, but the later Rabbanon they said that it can go to the Levium, and the question is, what exactly is the halacha? So we mentioned the story of a number of Rabbanim, what their shita was, on Nun Gimel Amabez. Rav Huna, who was a Kohen, did not take Meiser, Rav Acha did not take Meiser, Rav Chia Barba paskind about himself, he allowed himself to go to Chutz Laaretz. And again, we know, even though there is a mitzvah, the Oraisa of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban counted as a separate mitzvah saseh. The Rambam, according to most other Mefarshim, besides the Megillas Esther, but according to most other Mefarshim, has it as a mitzvah saseh the Oraisa, but for some reason doesn't count it as an independent one of the 613. If it's included in one of the other six suggestions that are given by the Mefarshim, but it's clear, as is pointed out, that the Rambam in 10 other places, paskins based halachas, based on Yishev Eretz Yisrael being a mitzvah d'Oraisa b'zman hazeh. The Ramban obviously says it in the Hosafa to Mitzvah Dalid, the fourth mitzvah that he says that the Rambam forgot to mention. Many parts to this mitzvah, we are commanded to inhabit, to conquer Lareshes Haaretz, and not to leave it in the hands of others. Mina Umos, O Lishmama, or desolation. V'amron, that's the pasuk in Masev, Harashim es Haaretz v'shaftem ba, ki lochem nasati es Haaretz lareshes osa, v'snachaltem es Haaretz, and the Rambam, the Rabban talks about this at great length in many places in his commentary, and the end of Bamidbar, and other places. So Rav Acha, Rav Chia Barba, paskin that he allowed to leave, and he left for a good reason. Begin to lo mesa meiser. He didn't want to take meiser, and again we gave the different pshatim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says he didn't want to take, and therefore he left. Shalohayalo mima lehis parnes begin shalohayin oto meiser. He didn't take meiser, therefore he had nothing to, no money, and he didn't have any parnasa, and that's why he left. The others say, the Pnei Moshe says, just per se, he didn't want to, they were pushing him to take it, and he thought that was against halacha, and therefore he left, so he wouldn't have to go against halacha. Umachma shif tziru bo halach meret yisrael lechutz laaretz, shasham eno noi meisers, ukidei shalo yitol hameiser. So that is the different pshatim about why he left. Let's continue now. Shaal Barnash le Reb Shmuel Barnachmin. Someone asked, who is a Kohen, asked to Rav Shmuel Barnachmin, who then asked Shaal Reb Yonasan Ma'udinasav, what's the lacha? Should Kohen take? Amar lo sav, yeah, he could take. Umad nafal l'shiftecha nafalacha. And the what he takes, and he's part of the Shevet, and therefore he could take it. Next story, Rabbi Yanai Mefake Lekrivoi. Rabbi Yanai told his relatives, Katehevion Chechron Ara, when you are a choker, a sharecropper, remember the difference, a choker and a kablan. A kablan gives a percentage of what was made, a choker gives a fixed amount. So if you're a choker, right, says the Mara Folda, Derech Hakiris Kach Vakach Kurin Lashana, Lo Techron Asas, he says, Lo Techron Elamin Techalonaya. Only be a choker from Chalonaya. What's a Chalonaya? Many different pshatim in the commentaries. What is a Chalonaya? Look at the Marafolda. May osem b'nei adam shehin yirei alokim shebizchusan tatzliach hasadeh. Sounds like for the Marafolda, he's just giving good advice. Nothing to do with halacha. But if the owners of the field are yirei shemayim, then the field is going to produce. If you look in the Gra says, no, it has to do with our context, about Kohanim, it has to be somebody who knows the halacha. Pirish, says the Gra. Osan anashim ha-mafrishin meiser betov, those that give meiser, tahayno shenosnin l'levim, alo l'kohanim, those that give it to the levim, mishim desabar, shein ha-meiser, nitan l'kohanim. So give it to those, he says, chalonaya somehow means those that create a strong and do meiser properly. So that's him. If you look in the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, he says Chalonai is from the word zar, like a chulin, the opposite of a kohen. Elam in hazar v'lo min hakohanim. Don't do it with the kohanim, because the kohanim are going to be able to keep their meiser, as connecting to the next line of the Gemara. The question is, does this line connect to the previous line or the next line? Okay, different pshatim, what this line is referring to. But now the Gemara says, v'yaf agav, according to all the other pshatim besides Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, there's a new stage. V'yaf agav dat amar ein ostin meiser l'kuhuna, even if you hold that you don't give Meiser to the Kohanim. You give it to the Levium, like it seems like the Din D'Oraisa, like we generally hold. Mode, but if a Kohen has it, if a Kohen is Mafrish from his own field, so then Amosi and Shalom Yado, then he gets to keep his Meiser Rishon. Even if you want to say that you generally don't give Meiser Rishon to the Kohen, but if it's his own, then you're not Motzi it Miyado, right? He has to be Mafrish it, and then he keeps it. Again, he Kohen can't eat Tevel, just like a Yisrael can't eat Tevel. And even if you want to say like the Rashi Tosfos discussion in Yevamos and Daf Pevav, where Rashi sees to say that Tevel is only also because of the Truma Shebo, so Tosfos says, so why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? But still, you need the Hafrasha. You need the Hafrasha, just like you need the Haktaras Emurin before Karbanos become Mutter. You need an act, so the Kohen still has to be Mafrish, but then he could keep it. My time, what's the source? What's the source that a Kohen would keep his own? My time on the now the top. Kisichu meis bnei Yisrael asamaiser asher nasati lachem meitam benachal aschem v'harimosem mimenu trumas Hashem meiser mena meiser. That's the pasuk. But we have in there meis bnei Yisrael. So we darshin meis bnei Yisrael at motzi ve'en at motzi miyad kahuna v'levia. We change the gersa. You take it out from bnei Yisrael, you have to give it. But when a Kohen or a Levi has his own stuff, then he gets to keep it. Similar type of drasha, va'asya kidam Rabbi Elazar, like the following type of drasha, parallel. Kisichu me'eis b'nei Yisrael es ha'maiser, when you take from the maiser, the same pasuk, me'eis b'nei Yisrael at motzi ve'ein at motzi min hagoy. You take, you have to give it, from b'nei Yisrael, but ein at motzi min hagoy, do not have to be mafresh. What does that mean? To be mafresh min hagoy. So if you look at the marafolda, if you buy fruit from a goy that was already processed totally, there's a chi of derabanan. So there's a chi of derabanan. Then the one doesn't have to be motzi it. Meaning if a Jew buys from a goy, then he's mafresh it and he could keep it himself. He doesn't have to give it. If you look in the Rambam quotes a halacha in Trumos. Aleph, Yud, Aleph. The Rambam has it. Again, there's other Gemaras that are put together to create this halacha of the Rambam. But the Rambam says, Peros Agoy Shegidlo Bakarka Shekana Be'eretz Yisrael. Right, this gets into the sugya, obviously, of Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan, which has come up often. Peros of the Goy that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Im Nigmar Malachtam Biad Goy, Umerchan Goy. If everything happened with a Goy, it grew and he did Meruach, the Gmar Malacha, Patur Miklum, totally Patur, Shedemar Degon Chav, Alo Dagon Goy. If a Jew bought it before Gemar Malacha, before Meruach, the Gamran Yisrael Hayavin Bakol Min HaTorah, because Gemar Malacha is the key, and then it was owned by a Jew. Umafresh Shuma Gedola Venosa LaKohen. Again, if he bought it before Gemar Malacha, so he has to be Mafresh. He's Mafresh Shuma Gedola and gives her the Kohen. Shumas Meiser Umochra LaKohen. Shumas Meiser that we could sell. Umaiser Rishon Vahare Hu Shelo. This is our halacha. Meiser Rishon, he can keep for himself. Again, Meiser Rishon is not usher to a Yisrael. A Truma and Trumas Meiser is usher to a Yisrael. So Truma, he has to give Trumas Meiser, which came from the Meiser Rishon. He could sell. He doesn't have to give it. And Meiser Rishon, he could keep. Mebneishu Omer Lelevi b'Meiser Ula Kohen b'Trumas Meiser. Because he says to the Levi and the Kohen, Ani basi mikoach ish she'ein atem yichon litom mimenu klum. Look, it was a guy's. So I'm coming from a place where you wouldn't get anything. What's the difference between Shuma Gadola and Shumas Meiser? Lefishin Emer, but Shumas Meiser, Kitzikhu, Ardrasha, Kitzikhu, Meis B'nei Yisrael Asa Meiser, Tevel Sha'ata Lokeach Mi Yisrael, Ata Mafresh Mimenu Shumas Meiser, Venosa Lokoin, Aval Tevel Sha'ata Lokeach Mena Goy, Einata Nosein Lokoin Shumas Meiser, Shetafresh Mimenu, Elamoko Lokoin, Velokech Tamel. Special din, even if the Jew had it, Bishaz Gemar Malacha, special din, Trumas Meiser could be sold, Meiser Rishon, you can keep. And that's based on this drasha right here, a very important Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, in Hilchas Trumas. Okay, we continue. Back to the sugya. This sugya, these couple of dafim about Meiser Rishon, where does it go? Rabbi Avo Amar is Palgun, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Shua ben Hananya, Elazar ben Azariah, argued about this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Amar, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, who was a Levi, Enosem Meiser Laguna. No, there's not going to the Kohen, it goes to the Levium. Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, Enosem Meiser Laguna. So, it works out that the Levi says to give it to the Levi, and the Kohen says give it to the Kohen. But we believe, B'chol Nafshenu, that's just a coincidence, right? It's not that there's any bias in the eyes of Chazal. Right, this was the problem, if you remember, in Brachas. In Brachas, where the Gemara discusses about Mashkin as it's a Mishnah in Idios. The Mishnah in Idios, but the Gemara discusses there on Daf Yud Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara in Brachas discusses the halacha about whether we give the Mesota to a Bas, to a Gioras. To a Gioras. So the Gemara there in Brachas, Daf Yud Tes, quotes the Mishnah in Idios. Hu ayomer, a Mashkin lo asa Gioras lo asa Mishachreres. Vachacham omer Mashkin, the Chacham say no, we do. Amru lo, ma'isa b'charkim eshivcha mishachreres b'Yushalayim. V'ishkua, they bring a riot that there was a story in Yushalayim that they gave a giyores to drink from the sota water. Shmaya v'avtalion. V'amru lahem, and what was the answer? He said back to them, dugma hishkua. This is about a kavi ben malala. Oh, you know why Shmaya v'avtalion said that she should drink the water? Because they're gerim. Or they're from gerim, and therefore they say, of course they're going to say treat a giyores just like a bas Yisrael. V'niduhu, and they excommunicated him for such a type of attitude. Chazal are influenced by for ulterior motives. Umeis beniduyo, this whole story. The Gemara continues and says it couldn't have been a kari ma'alal. It must have been somebody else with the story. But the message of that Gemara is that, you know, you can't say that Chazal are biased based on who they are or agendas. So here too, it works out. Rabbi Shuba Hananya is a Levi, and Rabbi Ben Azariah is a Kohen. But these are their shitas. So Masav Reb Shuba Hananya Ben Azariah, right? Look, they're bringing rayas from Sukkim and from Tanaitic texts. So Reb Shuba Hananya asked Ben Azariah, how can you say it goes to the Kohen? V'haksiv achaltim oso b'chol makom. You could eat Maaser Rishon everywhere. Where does everywhere mean? It includes bova ochlo imo bekever, in a cemetery. If Maaser Rishon could be anywhere, that includes a cemetery. You can't eat it in a cemetery. So it must be that you're not included, and it's not supposed to go to you. Amar Le, Rabbi Ben Azariah says back, who says that that's what B'chol Makom includes? Amar Le, Mao B'chol Makom, Bazara. No, the opposite, not a Tameh thing, but in the Azara, right? In the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, right? You might think, what's the Chiddush of Bazara? Look at Rechaim Kanievsky. B'chol Makom, L'rabos, She'ochlo, Afilu Bazara, B'makom, She'ein Azar Nichnas. A zar can't go in there. Where can a zar go in there? A little bit to the first 11 amos. That's the Ezra Yisrael. He has just call on him. The next 11 amos next to the mizbeach. She'ein Yisrael nechnasim l'sham. Yisrael doesn't go in there. Ela b'shat sarcheim. Right? Chazal say elsewhere. The only, I think this is the Mishnah in Kalim, the first parak. Only when they need to. Right, and therefore that's the chiddush. When do they need to? The Mishnah there says l'smicha l'shchita, for smicha for shchita. Like I said, the first paragraf of Kalev. V'yader Abba l'lamedcha basha meiser nechal aflika on him. The chiddush is that it can be eaten in the Azara, even a place where a Yisrael can't go. That's what it has to do with a makom tuma. We'll get back to that line. But Amar Lei, but says Rabbi Shimon Chananya back v'ksiv atem uveischem. But it says who could eat it? The Kohen and his family and his wife. So you're telling me it's including Bazara, Ve'isha Nechnas al Azara? A woman could go into the Azara? So that can't be. So therefore, it must not be including Azara. It must be including Makom Tumah. And if it's including Makom Tumah, it must be that you, Kohen, don't get it. This line of Isha Nechnas al Azara sounds like Shitas Rashi and not like Shitas Tosfos. Which Rashi and Tosfos? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Adaf Nun Beis, the Gemara has a line there, a rhetorical line, of similar to this line, but the Gemara there says, V'chi isha bazara minayin. What's a woman doing in the Azara? That's the rhetorical line in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Beis Mabeis. So Rashi seems to say, she's not allowed to be there. That's what Rashi seems to say. Diktani kachi kachim, v'hareim yotziim chutz la'azara, afila ezras nashim, hei nefsalim b'yotzei. Right, if you take a chatas, an asham, anything outside of the Azara, then it's nifsal b'yotzei. V'nashim ein nichnasos la, and women don't go in, as it says in Meseches Kalim. Tosus wonders where Rashi is referring to. Where in the first parak of Kalim does it say that a woman doesn't go into the Azara? Pirsha Kuntras, Tosfos says there. De Enisha Nechnesses Bazara, de Kedazan Parakama de Kalim. Velo duck! I don't know what Rashi's talking about. To lo ashkechan bishum duchta de nashim asuros likanes Bazara. Doesn't say that anywhere. Share Eshes Kohen. Share Parakama de Kalim Tznan. Hachel Mekudesh Mimenu. Vechel. The little area around the Azara is Mukuda. She ain't Tamei Meis Nechatz Hashem. So many Tamei Meis can't go in there. L'malei Himenu, what's the next one? Ezra's Yisrael. She ain't Mechusir Kippurim Nechatz Hashem. V'chayav and Alei Achatos. L'malei Himenu, Ezra's Kohenim. She ain't Yisraelim Nechatzim L'Hashem. Ella b'shat sorcheim, as we just quoted, l'smicha l'shchita tnufa v'lo k'tani nashim she'nechnasu l'sham. So what's Rashi talking about? V'yodin, also it says in the third in parak al psulin in zvachim, the third parak, she'shchita k'sher b'nashim. So if k'sher b'nashim, you can only do the shchita in the azara. Imkein yachol likanis b'azara v'od hari sota v'nezira nechnasu b'azara lohanif. L'kach nirali Tosva says all the Gemara means is that it's not common. It's very unusual. V'chi isha bazara lehiskadesh minayin hare ein regilus shetikanis l'sham kedei lehiskadesh shari bizoyenu umilsa delo shchichahu velo airi tana mized. It's impossible that Tana was talking about that. So, but this Gemara sounds like she can't be there. Isha nechad lazara, that's what some of Farshim point out, that it sounds like she's not allowed to be there, and that's how the Mara Folda reads this Gemara. V'chi isha, well first he quotes, well, I'm sorry, the opposite. He quotes Tosfos. He quotes Tosfos, but others, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, the Isha Asura Lavo Lazara. That's the punch-up shot of the Gemara that is discussed. Once this Mishnah from Kalim is quoted, just to talk about it for a moment, what did they say? Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoted it, and the Tosfos quoted it there in the Kiddushin. Yisrael only goes into the Azara at the time of their needs. What are their needs? Smicha, right, to lean on the animal. Okay, Shchita. Shchita, interesting. Is that a need? Yes, shchita is kshera bizar. Right? We know the dalet avodos ha-behema, shchita kabbalah holacha zrika, and shchita is kshera bizar. Shchita can be done by a zar. Is that lechadchila? Is it better for a kohen to do it? That makes it closer? Is that makes it more of an avoda? Or is there something personal? So that is a big, big topic. Tosfos in the first parak of Zvachim and elsewhere connects two sugyas. Connects shchita, kshera bizar, and shchita lav avodahi. Right, those two sugyas Tosfos connects. In the first parak in Zvachim, the Gemara says there shchita lav avodahi. Shchita is not an avoda like other avodos, and Tosfos says here it is. Yudalam abeis in Zvachim shchita lav avodahi. Pierce Bakuntras, he quotes, Mida'ach Shiru Ba'kal Apsulin, from the fact that all the Psulim, including a Zar, is allowed to do the Shchita, it must be Shchita Zav Avoda, V'i'ef Shalom Arkein. The Hechsher Zar Gufe Maisen, he quotes, Tosfos argues that there's a difference. Umeh Yesh L'yashiv, Tekiva, Debishum Makom, Lo Boi Koin B'Shchita, Lav Avodahi. Olachi Berach, and he continues other Pshatim of, what does it mean, Lav Avoda. Tosfos says, according to the Rabbi Yaakov of the Orleans, maybe because it exists in Chulin too, right, there's no zrika in chulin, but there's shchita. We shecht the chulin animals, not just the karbanos, and there are other pshatim. But that's he relates those two sugyas, at least according to one daya. But there's other much evidence on both sides of the issue. Is it good for the bialim to do it, or is it this is his own personal way of connecting to this karban, or is it better for a kohen to do it? Look at the Meiri. The Meiri in Yuma. Yeah, the Mishnah there says that they did a pious for which Kohanim do the Avoda, and Mi Shochet, that's one of the Payasim, says the Meiri, over there in Yuma Chafei, V'yava Bisha Shchita Sokshir Bezar, Mikom Makom, Mefaisim Ha'aleha. Why? Mepresha Lechadchila, Tzara Kohen, B'Karben Atamid. Afa Bisha Bishar Karbanos Mutarin Lechadchila Bezar. Karben Tamid, a Karben Sibur, seems that's his Chiluk, Karben Sibur, requires a Kohen Lechadchila, maybe a Karben Yachid would not. If you want a whole list of Marmakomos, if you look in Menachos Dav Yutes, Menachos Yutes, and the in the back, the Cheshek Shlomo on Menachos, that's Rav Shlomo Mivilna, on Menachos Yutes, he quotes many shitas, back and forth, many sources. Nearly to me, come on, lechadchila mitzvaso bebailim to iskish lesmicha, like we just saw. Smicha is personal, so this should be personal. V'chein mashpil lehediyah bepsachim dav zayin. The amrinan sham pesach v'katshem ma'ikel ameimar, meaning in terms of shlichus. Pirish Rashi, habailim nitztavu. Tichsiv v'samach yado v'shachat. V'nira dekivin lasugya dehacha. V'chein mashpil gamkeim pesachim dav samachay. Shachat Yisrael v'kibel hakohen. By Karen Pesach. Upashet derat salomer demitzvaso dafka bebailim dikamashvul and dishkasher af beYisrael tikshepshita dato akati lo yadina deshchita bezark sheira atzmaha. Right, why does it say that? And then it says chen raya od, right, the what we just quoted, the as just quoted in Mukudasha sheinso nechazim l'sham ela b'shat sorcheim alma the mitzvah shchita gamkin bebailim the kakos of agra belio rabba in his commentary on Kalim. But then he quotes many other examples, including a Zohar that says no, it's a mitzvah for the Kohen to do it. about the Mazak Hacham, the Loi Rachmana, and he continues many other sources. Again, but that's related to the Mishnah that was quoted here by Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Tosfos. Let's get back to our sugya. Rabbi Ba, right in the middle. Rabbi Ba, Vimishtoi Hayin Uvda. Rabbi Ba was talking about this sugya. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Havi Yalif, Mesav Masra. Now a story that also comes up in Yevamos and Daf Pevav with slight differences, but Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, as we said, used to take he held that Maaser Rishon could go to the Kohen. So he used to take Maaser Rishon from a certain garden, the Chadagina. He took a Maaser Rishon from a certain garden. V'haya la'osa gina shnei psachim. And that garden had two doorways. Echel l'makam tuma v'echel l'pazuch l'makam tara. One of the sides of the gina opened up to a cemetery, and one of them opened up to a makam tara. Nafak Rabbi Akiva l'gabe. Rabbi Akiva went to the, who is this l'gabe? So we're going to go with the pshat. He went to the owner, of the Baal Hagina, the Mara Fulda says. He went to Baal Hagina because he argued, Rabbi Akiva held that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was wrong and it should not go to the Kohen. So he went to the owner of the garden and he said, Amar Lei, Psach Hahein V'Stom Hahein. Open this door and close this door. Meaning, open the one on the other side and leave open the one by the cemetery. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you wouldn't be able to get there. If he had got to go there, he can't be Matami himself, so he wouldn't come. That's what he suggested to do. In Asa, Amarle Baba Derechazu. And if he comes to this doorway on the other side of the Makam Tahara, tell him, go around. In Shalach Talmideh, and if he sends a student to get it for him, Amarlo Atemksiv. It says Atem, meaning what? Not literally Atem below Shluchachem, what a kohen can't send a Shliach to get his Shrum up. So the Gra knows here, it's Avdafka. Just means that it has to be something that you could get. Pirish. Shitzorach lelechu ba'atzmo. The kolze k'dei sheyavin she'eno rotze she'yem ha'maiser nitan l'kohanim. It wasn't real drusha. He was just kind of telling him, you know, try to get the point across that I don't think, and again, Rabbi Kiva was younger, but I don't think that he should be taking the Maaser Rishon. Shamar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, va'amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came, and he realized what was going on, and he says, Amar, Martza da Kiva ben Yosef Balakan. Martza, a Martza is a whip. A whip of Rabbi Kiva, and he calls him Akiva ben Yosef, because he was younger than him. Balakan, I see, you know, his strategies. See the Mara Folda? Ritzu also klomer gzeirosa v'tachbulosav. Shemi menu yatsu adram alalu. I know his whip is here. His tentacles are here. Right? It reminds me a little bit of the drasha at the beginning of the Meseches Psachim, where I think it's Yehuda ben Mesera. Remember, he sets up that Arimian and he says, go ask for the tail. And he asks for the tail, and that's how they realize that he was a guy and he was trying to eat the Karan Pesach. So he says, Mitsuda Prischa, you're sitting there in Nitzivin and your Mitsuda is Parus here. So here too, right, is Akiva ben Yosef's whip is here. And so what'd he do? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, amazingly, he changed Bosa Shah. Hechzer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol ha'maaser shenatal. He changed his mind. Again, the Maskan and Yevamos doesn't appear that way, but here, according to this version, he changed and he gave it all up, and he did not take it any, he didn't take it anymore. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, Amr, Bishlach ben Aralazar, we end up with a mashal. Again, we're going to switch the girsa here, go with the girsa of the Mara Fulda. Kasa de Sherusa. If you have a cup of wine, baya mulye. If you have a cup of wine, you have to watch out for the evaporation. To watch out at the beginning. But the kisa, as it starts aging, it becomes vinegary, mineu bay, then it basically remains full. It doesn't evaporate as much. Meaning you have to, there's a difference between at the beginning and at the end. So what is this a mushal for? The beginning of the end. Let's just read one more line. Kol gumra de lokavya, b'shaita lokavya. If the coals aren't lit and on fire at the beginning, then they're just going to go out. They have to be strong at the beginning and then it'll be mekuyam. What is that saying? That, you know, you have to, according to at least to one of the pshatim, the Rabbi Akiva did this right when he found out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was doing this minhag, because this is how the Mara Fulda understands it. If he would have done that practice for a long time, it would have been much harder to be mevatel. You have to go right at the beginning. At the beginning, you have to act. That's what the Mara Fulda says. Let's look at the nimshal. Hachanami, Rabbi Akiva hacha hayamaktim atzmo b'tchilas agzera v'ayam mevatel divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah kidei. She is kaim dvarav. V'shuv yevshel avatlan. V'chein kol gachelas. Is that story? P'tchilasa shuv eno sarefes. We have to take action right at the beginning. There's more. One has to also, that I saw in the sefer in the back, eshkol hasofer. You have to know when and how to give tochacha. Right? Rabbi Akiva didn't just go to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and say, that's wrong. He didn't do it. He went in a behind-the-scenes way. He went to close it up. Maybe in that way, it wasn't confronting him. He didn't confront him, right? He did something that would make him think and realize and maybe then rethink the sugya, and in that way come to terms with the Rabbi Kiva Shita, and that's what he gave up. So you see from there, even what I mentioned before about Wazim Nazar being a Kohen, so you see, he gave it up. He thought about it one way, but once Rabbi Kiva pointed out to him, he thought that's wrong, so then he changed his practice. Weiter. Hatavshil, so the Mishnah said, back to Biur, right? Biur at the end, in the Pesach time, fourth year and seventh year. So the Mishnah said, if you have a Tavshil, so then, Machloka Beisharim Beisila. Meaning you have a mixture. It's not the Ba'en, not the item itself, but you have the Tavshil. That's what we learned on Nun Beis on Aleph. Beisharim says, you have to be Mvarit, and Beisila says not. Even though there's a taste, even though there's a tam, usually you go by tam, and if you have tam, something has more kedusha. Beis Hillel here says no, new rules, different rules by beer. Beer only has to be with something is ba'en, if it's nikar. But if it's mixed in, how are you kumivur? So now we limit this machlokas. Hatavshel beishami omrim, hakol modim bepas v'shem, and everybody agrees by bread and oil. Oil floats to the top, bread is also nikar in a mixture, shu tzarech levayer. Everybody agrees by bread and oil that you have to be mevar, because that's going to be nikar. Mara Fulda, Lefishim Ba'en, Mamasha Nikar. Beyayin V'tavlan, and everybody agrees by wine and spices, Shehu Kimivur, because that's not recognizable, and that's the rules when it comes to Bi'ur. Nothing to do with regular Tam Ki'ikar. It has to do whether it's Nikar. If it's not Nikar, then you can keep it, you don't have to be Mevar. Remember, we're not talking about an Isser. We're talking about a Chi of Bi'ur. It's not a Chi of Bi'ur because it's Usser. There's a Chi of Bi'ur. It was mutter to eat up until now, but now it's too late. Maybe it's similar to Perish Mita, the Rambam's view of Biur, where you have to destroy it. But according to the others, remember, the Ramban argues you have to be mafkirit. But the Biur, so here you have to be mavar. So by wine and tavlin, for sure you don't have to. Ma pligin betavshil. The question is, what about tavshil? Tavshil is, you have a mixture where it becomes semi-diluted, semi-dissolved, and you can't tell exactly what's the Meiser Sheni, what's the Chulin. So in that case, that's the Machlokas. Beishami Omrim Sorach Levar, or Beisil Omrim Ein Sorach Levar. Fine. Next Machlokas. We said, what about Bizman Azeh? If you have fruit Bizman Azeh, do you have to do beer on it? Beishami says, you got to change it into money first. And Beisil says, no, you don't. What's the difference? So Beishami Omrim Sorach Levar Kesef says the Gemara, Beishami is based on a Pasuk. By time of the Beishami, Vitzarta, Hakesef, biyadecha, bilvad biyadecha. Take the money in your hand, only it's in your hand. What exactly is the halacha here? So machlokas in the mafarshim, what does Beishamai mean? Once you change it to money, then you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to do beer? Or there's a special din, you're not allowed to destroy the Meiser Sheni fruits. You have to change it to money and then destroy it. So that's a machlokas, which one you have to do. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, once you change it to money, then you can keep it. Im kesef hu mutter, hu sheyia biyadcha vein tzorach bir. Kesef should be in your hand. That's the drasha. Kesef biyadecha, bilva biyadecha. The money can stay in your hand forever. Others, you look in the Pnei Moshe on the Mishnah, says no. There's a special din that you can't destroy. Don't do bir to the fruit. So you change it into money, and then you do bir to it. So, machlokes, mefarshim. So that's all Beishamai, though. Beitamai to Beis Hillel, afila mechalo, ma'amo. Beis Hillel assumes that, of course, you have to destroy it. So what difference does it make that you have to destroy the fruit or destroy the money? If you have to destroy it, there's no toeles to change it onto money, and therefore, there's no reason to. Period. Says the next Mishnah Ches, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Barishona, Hayushochin originally, before the time of Biur, Hayushochin Eitzel Bali Batim, Shebe Medinos, they sent around to all the different countries, to all the different areas, Maru Vaskinu Peirosechem, get your fruit ready, perform Gemar Malacha, Achlo Togiyashasa Biur, right? They thought originally, the Mishnah Rishona, we might call it, that Biur Maestros has to be done on everything, even what you didn't have Gemar Malacha. On yet. So make sure you do Gemar Malacha before the time of the beer in the fourth and the seventh year. Achabar Rabbi Akiva Valiman, until Rabbi Akiva, right? Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, that's not true. Only whatever had Gemar Malacha. Shekol Peiro Shelo Bolo, Onas HaMaestros, Pturim and Abir. If you didn't have Onas HaMaestros, Onas HaMaestros here does not mean what it normally means throughout the Zerayim. Onas HaMaestros here, as explained, means Gemar Malacha. So you didn't have to do Gemar Malacha, you didn't process it yet, then you go by the next, you'll be able to save it for the next beer, 3.5 years later. But that's the, originally they said, you have to finish processing, but they realized not. Fine. Mishay peirosa v'chokim imenu. What happens if somebody's fruit are very far away from them? He can't do biur. So achlikos lem shames. You have to do something. You have to be kore shame. And what do? As the Mefarshim explain, the Mara Folda here says, l'gazakosa sam labailim. You have to be kore shame from wherever you are, and then designate it, and then be mezake it to the proper owners. As we know, that's what biur is. You have to send the truma to the proper owners, and the ma'aser rishon, and the ma'aser sheni you're going to have to destroy. And then the Gemara quotes the story, and this story is quoted in a few places in Shas, where all the Rishonim deal with it. Let's just mention it, and then we'll talk about it in the next year. Ma'aser Gamliel v'zakenim shayibo misfina, Rabbi Gamliel and the other zakenim were on a boat. Omar, and it was time for the biur. So what do you do? So Omar Gamliel. Iser shani asil lamud, the iser, the miser that I am going to take off. Machlokas Rishonim, was he already maaser and now he just wants to give it, or he wasn't even maaser yet? And then it gets into issues of breira. So iser shani asil lamud. Let's say at least this means the miser that I have to give it to Yoshua umakomo muskarlo. Right, I give it. I give the miser Rishon to Yoshua, and the place is rented to him, meaning he's kone it through the place. What's the place? The Gemara Bamitsiya Dafyud Aleph, Machlokes, whether it's Kinyan Chatzer or Kinyan Agav, but he's mazakia to him. Iser Acher Shani Yasir Lamud Nasun Lakiva Ben Yosef. The other Iser, Meiser Ani, that I owe, I'm being mazakia to Rabbi Akiva. She is Kebol Aniyim. He's the Gabayit Stoka for the Aniyim. Umakoma Muskerlo. Omar Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Iser Shani Yasir Lamud, he just got the Ma'aser Rishon. So he says the Iser Ma'aser Rishon that you just gave me, Nasun Shani Yasir Lamud, the 10% of that, the Chumas Ma'aser, Nasun Lo Elizabeth Azaria Umakom Muskerlo. I give to Elizabeth Azaria, and the place is rented to him, so he can be kone it. So everybody does all of these rentals, Viniskablu Zemi Zeschar, and they pay each other for the rental fee, and in that way the Kenyan is really chal. So we'll talk more about this, B'ez Hashem, next time. This Mishnah here, as we get toward the last couple of dafim here in Ma'aser Sheni.